been waiting all week.
It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
We're going to feel happy after this. Here we are once again. It's my favorite time of the week. I get to hang out with my good friend Paul Segura, brewmaster and face-melting guitar player, and my other pal, Brandon Hernandez from San Diego Beer News. It's beer for breakfast.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Let's drink some beers.
I'm excited because we are going to be enjoying beers from one of my favorite North County breweries, locales, one of my favorite brewers other than Paul, Tommy Arthur, and the Lost Abbey.
One of my favorite breweries as well.
Mine too, mine too.
All right, the first beer we've got in front of us is called Noble Tendencies. It is a Czech Pilsner. Tommy Arthur, the brewmaster at Lost Abbey, does justice to the style with this beer. Pilsner beer is the most widely sold beer across the world today. A lot of people don't know it was born in the Czech Republic, in the city of Pilsen. Hence the name, Pilsner. And they use a particular style of hops called Saz, which are a Czech varietal, and it's just, it's got this really unique, awesome flavor, right? It's herbal and grassy and floral and just beautiful all at the same time. And it's kind of unique. It's a beautiful style of beer, and Tommy just does justice to it with this. I love it.
Man, hats off to them. Good for them, because it is really one of the best regarded Lost Abbey beers of the modern era.
I love this beer. I will tell you that I was so excited when I first saw they were doing this beer. A Czech Pils from the Lost Abbey. This is going to be awesome, and it doesn't disappoint.
Well, the next beer doesn't disappoint either, guys. This beer's called Various Methods. It's a double IPA coming in at 9.2% ABV, which is on the high end ABV-wise for a double IPA, but I'm getting a veritable plethora of aromas coming off of this thing, man.
Yeah, I'm digging this. So it has six different hop varietals in it, and you feel all of them, because what you're getting is a mixture of citrus, stone fruit, and tropical fruit, but it's all in harmony. Maybe one of the most drinkable double IPAs I've ever had, and they just added it, I think, to their core lineup, so it's going to be around all the time.
After drinking two of those, were you afraid to go back to the fridge because, like, the dragon was guarding the fridge?
I was there the next day. Smarter, wiser, bruised, but not beaten.
All right, what do we got here? What are the beers from the Lost Abbey amongst their many great ones?
The two delicious beers were Noble Tendencies, a Czech Pilsner coming in at 5% ABV, and then we drank Various Methods, a double IPA at 9.2% ABV.
Yeah, baby.
Using six different hop varietals.
I'll look forward to swinging by my closest Lost Abbey location to pick these up.
Support your local breweries, y'all.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.News. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.News.